Alrighty, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Rewards Canada podcast. I'm joined by Patrick Soyka, founder of Rewards Canada. And today we're going to talk about the great travel category, all-inclusive vacations. The weather's getting awfully cold these days, and sure, many Canadians from coast to coast are thinking about booking their winter getaways. All-inclusive vacations are certainly a category that is probably always been popular for certainly for families, but hasn't really been looked at from a rewards card perspective or rewards industry perspective. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So first off, let's refer to the blog that Patrick's recently posted, where he's ranked some of the top cards that allow you to earn the most call them travel credits or cash back that can be applied to these all-inclusives. Patrick, maybe the best place to start is you explaining to us why it is that the all-inclusive category has been sort of neglected by the industry.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it's because of the history of loyalty programs. Majority started in terms of the travel reward side, just being airline programs that you would redeem for flights, you know, your typical frequent flyer program. And even the first travel credit cards kind of focused on that as well. So everything has just revolved around the flights. That seems to be, you know, the bread and butter of the programs and the things that they market, because those seem to be, you know, I guess in some ways the achievable, but also the dream that people want is to travel places and to travel somewhere you have to go on a plane. So the flight has always been front and center for travel rewards, and you see it in the advertising for credit cards, for loyalty programs, you name it. It's about the flights and then sometimes about the hotels, but rarely do you go beyond that in their advertising or marketing, and you don't hear too much about the all-inclusive vacations. And yet you look at us, Canada as a nation, all-inclusive vacations are part and parcel of our life for a lot of people. They, you know, people look forward to that vacation come winter when it's super cold, to get away and not have to worry about anything. You all your food's taken care of, a lot of your activities are taken care of, you have transportation usually from the hotel to and from the airport. At the location, not in your home city or wherever, but this is something that Canadians do a lot of. We have a lot of airlines and hotels and travel agents or travel agencies that provide these packages and lump them together as one all-inclusive package, and it's huge for the Canadian market. So I'm a little surprised that we haven't seen more topics about all-inclusive vacations and using your points and miles from, you know, to the best of my knowledge or recollection, this is the first actual kind of coverage focusing on the all-inclusive vacation package.
Well, it's interesting because I remember years ago we applied some air miles to a Club Med package that we had purchased. And, you know, at the time I was kind of thinking, oh, I'm probably not getting great value here if I was to do the math. But my wife reminded me that we were going to do this trip anyway, so if we could apply the points and get a savings, all the better. And she's right, and that's generally a good rule of thumb whenever you use your points, is that if you have an immediate need to apply them to something, just go for it. Don't get too caught up on the equation. I'll also say, just in terms of the appeal of all-inclusive, if you think of families and getting people together and the appeal of, as you said, having everything taken care of, it's just show up with your bags and jump into your vacation and not have to worry about all these excursions and plans and this, that, and the other thing. That is there's a huge benefit to that. And I think, you know, certainly more and more people, if they are doing the math on trying to save up for these all-inclusive packages and can apply their points, all the power to them. It makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it sure does. And that, you know, and you were saying about the whole family thing, and that, you know, maybe we'll get more into this in this podcast, but it's one of those things where it can take a family of four a long time to earn enough miles or points in the program to be able to redeem for four flights to some location or for a week-long hotel stay somewhere. So what we look at in this feature is that you can use these credit cards and loyalty programs to just discount those amounts, use your points right away, like you guys did for Club Med. And then we discussed that before in the podcast with Rob Carrick. We've discussed it on the website about the value of points, and that it's what you get the most value out of it. You know, don't look at 2 cents per mile, 5% back, this or that. We give that all as benchmarks. But ultimately, if you can use your points to save you some money, then that's a good thing. You're saving money that you can use towards a future vacation, use it on that vacation, you name it. So if you're happy with using your points partially, or using 5,000 Aeroplan miles to get you a $50 discount on an all-inclusive vacation, go for it.
Yeah. And you know what? Look, you were talking about, certainly in the blog, about another appeal to using your points on an all-inclusive package. Unlike booking flights where, you know, again, you've got limited inventory and you need to book so far in advance, one of the main benefits of applying your points to an all-inclusive package is that you can do that right up to the last minute. And I thought we'd talk a little bit more about that as well. So why don't you elaborate on that point?
All-inclusive packages are kind of interesting. They're kind of different than the rest of the travel world. A lot of times when you book last minute, you know, like we're talking about flights, it gets more expensive the closer to the departure date that you get. All-inclusive vacation packages kind of do the opposite. They tend to get cheaper the closer the date gets, because there's a certain amount of inventory that they need to sell. They blocked off a certain amount of seats on a plane, a certain amount of rooms at a hotel, and you'll always see a lot of last-minute vacation packages being cleared out for a lot cheaper than they were, you know, several months before. So this is actually one case that works the opposite of most things in travel. And the beauty of being able to use the points and miles, like we mentioned in our guide, is that you can book that last minute vacation. It can be a Friday night at 8 p.m. and you find a deal leaving Saturday at 8 a.m., you know, going from Toronto to Puerto Plata in the Dominican. You can book it, pay for it, and then use the tips that we provide to help pay for that vacation with your points and miles.
Nice. Well, let's move into the ranking, and then we're going to sort of tease out some of these tips. And why don't you start by just describing, you know, what this ranking is all about in terms of how it works for all-inclusive vacations?
Yeah, I wouldn't go so much to call it a ranking, but it's kind of a just, you know, it is a guide. And yeah, we do say the best credit cards for all-inclusive vacations because we took the ones that provide the most value. It does tie into our other rankings and everything. I don't think I really, I guess I kind of listed them in value. Yeah, I sure did. I'm looking at it right now. So I guess you could consider a ranking, but we give some tips to take away from using credit cards for all-inclusive vacations is that pretty much on all the ones we list, you don't need the full amount of points to redeem towards that vacation. Even if you have a partial amount, you could redeem part of it towards your trip. So say you book all-inclusive vacation for $5,000 for a family of four and you have $1,200 worth of points, then you can redeem that $1,200 of points against that and you're only paying $3,800 for that vacation. Or as we always say, you can go the other route. If you have a $5,000 budget, $1,200 worth of points, well, now you can book yourself a $6,200 all-inclusive vacation, you know, make a little fancier, pick a nicer resort, something like that. So that's the first tip, is that you don't need the full amount of points. The second tip is that you're not tied into one travel provider outside of the WestJet card. All the cards we list, you can book with anybody you want, whether it's Expedia, Red Tag, Air Canada Vacations, iTravel 2000, Transat, you name it. You book the trip. Once that trip, the charges post your account, you redeem your points against. It's exactly like cash back. You're in cash back towards that trip. But like as we've mentioned many times, the redemption towards travel tends to be better than cashback cards or cashback redemptions. So that's something to, you know, that's another tip to take onto this, is that you're not tied into one travel provider outside of the WestJet card. That's only for WestJet vacations, but we'll discuss that a little bit more after. You're not, and as you mentioned, you're not limited by time. You can book this package 6 months before, 6 hours before, because it's a charge posting to your credit card and then you're redeeming points against it. It doesn't, you know, they don't look and see when you need to book your travel. It's up to you. You can even be on vacation, be at the resort and pay for something with your card. If it's billed by the resort, that should be a travel charge, and you can redeem your points against that, say excursion. You know, maybe you're in Mexico and you want to go see some of the old ruins and book an excursion through the hotel. As long as the hotel charges it, you can redeem your points against that at the full value. So really, these are things to look at. And, you know, we don't even in this feature talk about sign-up bonuses. So if these are cards that you don't already have in your wallet, that first vacation can be even cheaper because a lot of these cards have sign-up bonuses worth $200 to $300 that you can use towards those all-inclusive vacations.
Okay, well, let's use a real example here in terms of one of the cards. Let's talk about the Scotiabank Gold American Express card because it's the first one you list, and yes, it does appear to be in order of biggest bang for your buck. So in this particular case, you spell out how over the course of a year you may earn a certain amount of points that then could be translated into travel. Do you want to walk us through that example and sort of illustrate how it would work for somebody?
Yeah, sure. So that the Scotiabank card you referred to, the Gold American Express card, just went through some changes on August 1st that made it a much stronger card in terms of earning points. It earns 5 points per dollar for dining, groceries, entertainment, 3 points for gas, daily transit, streaming. Now, those levels are capped at $50,000 annually. So if you can spend $50,000 on this card in those first three categories of dining, groceries, and entertainment at 5 times points, you're going to earn 250,000 Scotia Rewards points. That's worth $2,500 towards any all-inclusive vacation that you book with anybody you want. So right there, you can see for a couple, for two people, there's a lot of vacation packages that go for all-inclusive vacation packages that go for under $1,000 each. So you can have that whole vacation paid for with the points. And you don't have to worry about taxes and fees because the taxes and fees are being charged by the provider, whether it's Transat, Air Canada, Vacations, you name it. And you're just having one lump sum charge on your credit card that you can redeem the points towards. So say your packages are $2,200 and there's $300 of taxes for a total of $2,500, and you have that 250,000 points. Your whole vacation is paid for. You don't have to worry about anything. And then the other thing good about that Scotia Gold American Express card has no foreign transaction fees. So if you use that card while on vacation, say you're in Dominican, Mexico, anything like that, you're going to save that on average 2.5% on all those purchases made on the card while you're on vacation because of the lack of the foreign transaction fee.
So again, it's worth, if you haven't checked out this blog, definitely go and read it online. Patrick does break this all out so you can see how it works. That's the Scotiabank Gold American Express card. You also have a few other cards on this list. Did you want to talk about any of the other ones? I mean, of course, there's the American Express Cobalt card.
Yeah, the Cobalt, of course, lots of discussion over the years on the Rewards Canada site and podcast. We still rank it the number one travel rewards credit card in Canada. Similar to the Scotiabank Gold American Express card in that it's 5 times points. This is only for eats and drinks. Entertainment's not included. And they also cap it at $30,000 a year, but it's just for that category. So you can only earn 150,000 points a year at that maximum bonus. But there are other multipliers. The 2 times points for travel, gas, daily transit's not capped like the Scotia card. So you can earn a lot in that category as well. So same thing. It's up to a 5% return essentially towards any travel. So very similar to that. This one does have foreign transaction fees, so be aware of that. We also rank the MBNA Rewards World Elite MasterCard in this list. A lot of people have forgotten about this card because of the changes it went through earlier this year. Because most people were using it just as a straight cash back card, and they're ignoring it now because it's for straight cash back. There's better cards out there, but they did keep the effective return of 2% for travel redemptions, and it's the same thing. Book anybody you want, anytime you want, and you redeem your points against that charge, and you get it for 2%. Not a lot of cards offer that, and that's a flat 2%. Yeah, it's not like category bonuses like the Scotia or Cobalt card. You're getting 2 points per dollar on all purchases across the board. And so that's a really good card to look at as well. You know, forgotten because maybe it doesn't have as many benefits or a huge sign-up bonus like the other cards, but that straight 2% for travel still makes it very valuable. We also, for one of the first times in the history of Rewards Canada, discussed Desjardins a little more. We throw in their Odyssey World Elite MasterCard in here. And it's kind of the same because you can earn 1.5 to 2% kind of a return through the card. And same thing, you redeem those points against through for a charge through any travel provider. So that's another card to look at. That one, be aware though, there's no sign-up offer on the card. So there's zero miles or points when you sign up for the card. But they do also give you a 20% bonus on all your points you earn in a year up to $200 extra. So that's kind of like a sign-up bonus that, you know, you get annually, which is good. The other kind of all points, any provider card we touch upon, TD, First Class, Visa, Infinite. Again, another decent card, especially if you use Expedia for TD. And again, so there's Expedia, really good for all-inclusive vacation packages. So this is a card to look at if you're a fan of Expedia, because you can use it for Expedia for TD. It earns more points at Expedia because it has an accelerated offer there, and it also has the best redemption rates for redeeming via Expedia for TD. Now, the one thing you have to be aware of on this card, since Expedia is an American company, you cannot book vacation packages to Cuba with them. We discussed this earlier in the year on the blog, as one of our readers alerted us to this. And that's the case with a few Canadian providers. So you kind of have to make sure. So that's why we kind of like some of those other cards where you're allowed to book travel with anybody, anytime, and you don't have to worry about that either. You know, if Cuba's on your radar, then you might want to consider a different card. And the last card we talk about in this feature is the WestJet RBC World Elite MasterCard. Again, a pretty decent return, 1.5 to 2%. The only caveat with WestJet card is that you can only use the WestJet dollars towards WestJet vacation packages, which isn't that bad of a thing because WestJet offers a lot of vacation packages. They fly to all the popular sun destinations, to all the popular all-inclusive locations. So this is also one to take a look at in the fact that you can use the WestJet dollars towards WestJet vacation packages. Plus, the card itself has the same benefits that you'd normally expect with WestJet, the first bag for free, stuff like that with the card, and the companion voucher you can use for other flights. So all in all, you know, the cards we list there, a lot of them tend to be ranked high on Rewards Canada's radar anyways for other things, but they're also super good for all-inclusive vacation packages.
You know, Patrick, one of the things that we didn't cover here in terms of a benefit that's built into all these cards, of course, is travel insurance. Not sure if you read the Rob Carrick piece last week about, you know, I guess warning people not to rely too heavily on their, credit card travel medical insurance. I don't know if you have any comments on that.
Yeah, you know, we covered that a few years ago on Rewards Canada when we first started covering travel medical insurance. Probably about 4 or 5 years ago, we put out a feature and a chart comparing the travel medical insurance put out by cards and like what ages the cards cover, like how many days you got up to 64, 65 years old, how many days you got over 65, etc. And we did put all those details in there that basically Rob Carrick mentioned, is that you have to read really the whole terms and conditions with those insurance packages, because a lot of them do have conditions that exclude pre-existing medical conditions that if you have one that has been active in the last 90 days, 180 days, something like that, that if it flares up while you're on vacation, they won't cover you because, you know, it wasn't a stable condition. Same goes with medications. But this is, you know, kind of the same with a lot of different travel insurance packages out there. And it's the same thing with cancellation insurance, trip cancellation insurance for a lot of them. Really comes down to somebody dying, you losing your work, and that's it. So it's very rare that you get covered for trip cancellation for other reasons. Now, there are, you know, we've seen a growth on the insurance side where that there's more, I guess, all-inclusive packages out there that cover more things for canceling, and, you know, or you can pay out your rear for an insurance package that will cover you no matter what. But really, is it worth it these days when, say, flights, a lot of times you can, you know, get a credit for maybe a couple $100 fee, and you still have a credit to use for flying in the future. It's really something you have to take into consideration. Just really read the fine print of the insurance details, not only for the credit cards, but even if you're buying the third-party travel insurance packages, because there's a lot of caveats there that may, you know, keep you from actually gaining any benefit from those packages should something happen to you while you're traveling.
Yeah, so that's a good general tip overall, is to make sure you understand those things before you go. All right, great. Well, is there anything else about the list of cards that we ranked that you want to sort of highlight and speak to?
Yeah, no, we're good with the credit card side. We can move on to how we discuss practical loyalty programs that you can use also towards all-inclusive vacations.
Yeah, so of course the two big ones being Air Miles and Aeroplan. Let's talk about that. Let's dive into, how you can use those types of programs to subsidize, your travel.
Yeah, so these programs, so the big two, Aeroplan, Air Miles, let you redeem miles towards vacation packages. Now, they're limited to Air Canada Vacations for Aeroplan, which makes sense because they're owned by Air Canada, and Air Miles is limited to their partnership with redtag.ca. But again, these work as partial redemptions. Aeroplan allows you to redeem 5,000 miles for a $50 rebate to an all-inclusive vacation, up to 500,000 for a $5,000 rebate. Air Miles, on the other hand, kind of has a flat rate, 909 miles for $100 towards your booking. So partial redemptions again. So these are kind of interesting features of the programs where if you may never get to have enough miles for the flights that you want or need, or you're sitting on so many miles that you don't know what to do with them, or you're kind of in between, it's like, yeah, I can use these miles for a flight, but I'd rather use them to save on a vacation package, then these options are here to redeem against them. Like we say in the piece that you probably get better value redeeming for flights directly, but there's times where you'll never get the flights you want. So this is a really good option. You're using your points and miles basically like cash, and then you can tie it into one of the credit cards we mentioned, because if you're using 10,000 Aeroplan miles for a $100 rebate on a $1,000 all-inclusive vacation from Air Canada Vacations, you still have $900 to pay. So you tie in one of the other credit cards. When that $900 posts to it, you use points for that credit card to pay for, part or all the remaining amount. So you can tie the two together and really start racking up the savings. So that, Aeroplan, Air Miles have those options. Then we can move on to more rewards. So that's kind of Western Canada's mini coalition program. Although they're with Petro-Canada, so you can earn them across the country, but it's become a little tougher since they lost their credit card that they had with Scotia. So it's more of a Western Canadian-based program, but they're a full-fledged travel agency. You go onto their website, and you can book an all-inclusive vacation, and you can use points towards booking that vacation. And they have Transat, they have WestJet, they have you name it, because they're basically just a third-party travel agency, and the points you can redeem as little as 100 points for a 43-cent credit, up to the full amount for travel. And same thing again, put the remainder of the booking on one of the credit cards that you redeem points against. So that's what More Rewards allows.
Patrick, I'll just go back for a second to, Air Miles and Aeroplan, and this is what I know about booking, say the Club Med example that I used. When I booked through Air Miles, one of the concerns I had was like getting that vacation package at the right price. And with a provider like Club Med, their price is their price, sort of everywhere. There's not, you're not going to find, this is what I recall. I mean, we did, perhaps have to double check it, but by purchasing it through the Air Miles Travel Center, it's no different than going to Club Med directly. So that might be just something that we, highlight.
Yeah, that's something to take into account as well. You can do a little shopping around and see, pricing, but typically, I think Red Tag, you're going to find a lot of different vacation packages through the Air Miles site, and that should be the same as redtag.ca, what they're charging just for the regular Joe off the street who's trying to buy a vacation package off there. Same with Air Canada Vacations. So like you said, in most cases, you should be getting the same pricing across the board. Yeah, so let's so now after more rewards, we have petrol points on the list. This one probably people don't even think about, but you can use your petrol points to book vacation packages with iTravel 2000. So you're limited to one travel retailer, but the redemption is the same as any petrol points redemptions, $10 for every 10,000 points. So you can use that towards redeeming on iTravel 2000 vacation packages. And again, just keep repeating myself here. It's like a broken record. Put the remainder of the travel on one of those credit cards and redeem those points. You're doubling with all these people, basically. You have the option to use multiple avenues to pay for these vacation packages. Then we move on to Expedia Rewards. They're a little more limiting. So if you've earned a lot of Expedia Rewards points, you can redeem them for a $300 voucher that you can apply towards an all-inclusive vacation package via Expedia. So that's another option to look at. And then finally, WestJet Rewards. We've kind of touched upon the WestJet credit card already, because that's the primary source of earning WestJet dollars outside of flying. But you fly with WestJet a lot, and then you're collecting WestJet Rewards dollars. You can use them towards any WestJet vacation package, as long as you have $50 in your account, because that's the minimum amount, is 50 WestJet dollars that you can use towards a WestJet vacation package. So that basically is what we have in the guide. We cover 6 credit cards and these multiple loyalty programs that you can use towards, you know, saving a lot of money on your all-inclusive vacation packages.
Well, there you go. And as at least here in Ontario, we're bracing for some snow. Sure, people are going to be turning their attention to booking their winter getaways. If you're thinking about all-inclusive, I think you know, this podcast and certainly the blog gives you a lot to think about how to use your reward points to help contribute to that overall cost. Check out the blog. You'll get all the details that Patrick's spoken to there. Of course, we'd love to hear from you. If you've ever redeemed points for an all-inclusive package, let us know what the experience was like. And of course, if you have any additional questions or follow-up points to make, let us know. We'd love to keep the conversation going on this topic. Until next time, happy collecting.